Whether you use the internet casually or every day, even hourly, you're currently benefiting from the concept known as network or net neutrality. But communications industry watchdogs, such as Craig Aaron, managing director of the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Free Press, are warning that is now in jeopardy.
Net neutrality basically says when you go online, you can do whatever you want, go wherever you want, download whatever you want. That's the beauty of the open internet. It's the way the internet has always worked. But our biggest internet providers, the big phone and cable companies, don't really like that so much, and they'd like to be able to change the way the internet works and set up toll roads online where they could reserve part of the internet for super fast content that would only be available to certain companies and leave the rest of us on the cyber equivalent of a winding dirt road.
For a long time, that has been a theoretical worry. But it turned real this week in the form of a joint proposal from Google and Verizon to create a new regulatory framework for broadband internet access.
It would allow them to build that toll road just for the big companies, freezing the rest of the internet where it is today, and would also sign off on separate rules for the wired or the wireless internet so that the internet you could get to from your phone wouldn't be the same one that you could get to from your house.
The two industry giants cannot unilaterally adopt or impose such a policy. Enacting such regulations is the role of the Federal Communications Commission. But Aaron notes that the agency's authority and willingness to act is compromised just now, thanks to a federal appeals court decision last April.
When Comcast, the big cable company, was caught actually blocking lawful internet traffic and the FCC attempted to sanction them, there was a lawsuit filed where Comcast argued that the FCC didn't have the jurisdiction, and the court agreed with Comcast. This threw the FCC's ability to regulate the internet at all into jeopardy.
There followed a lengthy series of closed-door negotiations with communications industry leaders that ended last week with no agreement on new regulatory policies. Aaron says that while the court decision knocked out an FCC policy change from a few years ago, the commission could readily return to the standard they had previously enforced.
They have that power. Just simply takes a majority vote, but it's been politically tenuous because the phone and cable companies spend so much money in Washington. They have launched an intense lobbying onslaught to keep the FCC from taking that step, and it's into that mix that this Verizon-Google deal comes. So the FCC faces one choice: are they going to reassert their authority? And then they face another, which is, are we going to make rules of the road that apply to everyone?
Free Press and numerous other free speech advocates are calling on the FCC to take both those actions. Additionally, Aaron says they are also trying to bring public pressure to bear on Google to live up to their widely publicized commitment to do no evil and reconsider their changed position on the net neutrality issue.
Unfortunately, it seems like Google, instead of sticking to those founding principles, has decided to get into bed with these other big giant companies that would like to control our internet experience. So we've launched a petition campaign saying, Google, don't be evil. Be a productive player in this process. Support the free and open internet that all of your users count on. In fact, since this story broke, nearly 300,000 people have already signed petitions saying, Google, this deal is evil, don't be evil.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.